This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Conversations about race are often fraught and complicated. A production this weekend in Birmingham tackles that topic through opera. Independence Eve is a contemporary work staged by Opera Birmingham. Recently, I sat in on a rehearsal.
What happened to your leg?
You hit me with one of your sliders. Six in E.
Jarrell Williams and Brian Wallen face each other across a piano as they go over a passage from Independence Eve. It's an opera of three scenes, one in 1963, one in 2013, and one in 2063. Each scene is a conversation between a white person and a person of color. Race is front and center.
You're totally white.
Really white.
The show has its origin around 2012, with an aria librettist Daniel Neer wrote with composer Sidney Marquez Bokiran. It's about a young African-American professional's experience of being stopped and frisked by police. That developed into this trio of conversations in three different times. They're left unresolved, which Neer says is a reflection of how they feel about race in America.
That we are always on the precipice of some kind of breakthrough. We're always on the eve of us all totally being free. And yet we never quite get there.
Independence Eve is a modern work, so there's not really a tune to hum on the way home from the show. And it's not grand, over-the-top staging, but rather two performers, a couple of benches, on an intimate stage. Still, Neer says opera is an ideal vehicle to explore race.
Because I think the themes that we're talking about and the emotions that are at play are very operatic.
Let's try this now. Let's try that. You're thinking through the questions.
For the performers, the show forces personal reflection. Jarrell Williams, who is black, had his own encounter with the police.
Having been stopped in front of Carnegie Hall with a tuxedo on, going through the dressing room door with my picture plastered all over the side of the, you know, the sidewalk. And fortunately, in that particular situation, they were wrong and they accepted it, but there was no apology, so I couldn't do anything. I had to go perform.
Despite the subject matter, there's not heavy moralizing. Brian Wallen says the focus really is on the conversation between the characters.
What we're really trying to achieve is not always there being this aggressive victim-attacker concept, but that there's just two humans who are trying to understand each other.
In a way, Independence Eve is part of a larger conversation going on within the opera world, of moving beyond the common conception of white performers staging works by dead white European men for white audiences. Composer Sidney Marquez Bokiran is Filipino-American. He says the discussion is not about supplanting the greats, but growing the space, like a garden.
We are finding newer and newer gardens that are richer and fuller and more inviting and more welcoming.
Independence Eve premiered in Washington, D.C. in 2017. It's been performed in New York, but never in the Deep South. Bokiran remembers when he got the call Opera Birmingham was interested.
We were like, wow! because certainly there's this connection with Birmingham that's explicit.
The work does mention Birmingham in the first scene, but the libretto simply says the action takes place in three American cities. A reminder that while Birmingham's racial history feels perhaps heavier than elsewhere, it's an American conversation, happening in this instance through opera. Independence Eve plays Friday and Sunday at the Red Mountain Theater's Cabaret downtown. I also want to mention Opera Birmingham is a program sponsor on WBHM, but our news and business departments operate independently. This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham.